Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Kastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 7th of December 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, another 112 cases, 950 active cases now, including 8 in Nobles Hospital. Nobody in ICU. Stay indoors because of Storm Barra. There are new COVID regulations in force too as well. The new sexual assault referral centres open, and 60 overseas medical staff are on the way to bolster services.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Chanel Suku.
Fastamai. The Ben McCree 745 sailing to Heysham this evening and its return have been cancelled. The next scheduled departure is at 8:15 voyage from Douglas to Heysham tomorrow morning. Passengers are asked to call reservations on 661-661. Winds on the Isle of Man have reached storm force in some places due to Storm Barra. Ronalds Way Airport has become the latest casualty of Storm Barra. The facility has been closed to the public until tomorrow morning. The COVID-19 testing centre at the TT Grandstands in Douglas have also been closed. They are currently contacting people who made appointments for PCR tests for a reschedule. The Isle of Man now has 950 active cases of COVID-19. 112 new cases have been recorded today. 8 people who have the virus are in hospital and no one is in intensive care. In international news, the pandemic's affected learning for nearly all children in England. The watchdog Ofsted says many young kids' progress and development has faltered. Edinburgh Zoo's being allowed to keep giant pandas loaned from China for another 2 years. They arrived in 2011, but there's no sign of any cubs yet. And tens of thousands of homes in Ireland are without power due to the high winds brought by Storm Barra. The weather conditions are affecting large parts of the UK, with gusts of almost 80 miles per hour recorded. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Karamayat Suku, thank you. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a storm warning in operation for the North Irish Sea on the Isle of Man this evening. Showery rain on a gale or gale force south-southeasterly at 5 degrees through the night. For Wednesday, Ukraine, intermittent showers on a fresh west-northwesterly up to 8 degrees. Will be calmer tomorrow. The overnight minimum into Thursday is 5 Celsius. A dry morning Thursday morning with rain spreading from late afternoon. Top temperature on Thursday, 8 degrees. Low water tonight is at 10 to 8. The overnight high tide at 11 minutes before 2 a.m. Low water, 14 minutes past 8. And the sunrise tomorrow morning, 23 minutes past 8.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
The Isle of Man now has 950 active cases of COVID-19. 112 new cases have been recorded today for the second day in a row. Tessa Hawley with the detail.
8 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital. That's an increase of 1 from yesterday. No one is in intensive care. The origin of 34 of the newly recorded cases is currently pending investigation. 302 people are awaiting the results of a PCR test, with 143 booked in for a test tomorrow. Storm Barra will have likely affected the statistics from today, however. Manx Care confirmed earlier that the swabbing centre at the TT Grandstand in Douglas had been shut for safety reasons. The health body says every effort has been made to contact individuals whose appointments will have to be rescheduled. These, Manx Care says, will be rebooked at the earliest available opportunity. It's apologised for any inconvenience caused. Government is continuing to ask people who have symptoms or who've returned a positive lateral flow test to isolate immediately and book a PCR test online. It says booking times for tests cannot be changed once issued by 111.
The Mountain Road is closed tonight because of the weather. Douglas Promenade's closed too, and various other proms. And the Bamacree 7:45 sailing to Heysham and return from Heysham at 2:15 have both been cancelled. People are urged to stay indoors for the majority of today. Storm Barra hit the Isle of Man. It's caused issues on the Isle of Man and across the UK and Ireland. Simon Richardson.
The island remains under a yellow weather warning for severe gales. It's due to last until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Police took to social media throughout the day, pleading with young people not to play in the waves and for people not to put themselves at risk by taking photographs of the stormy conditions. Storm Barra caused a day of travel chaos too, with sailings and flights cancelled. Ronald's Way Airport has now been closed completely after suffering structural damage to its roof. The facility will be assessed at 5 a.m. tomorrow and a decision on reopening will be made then. Roads around the island also fell foul of falling trees and flying debris. A closure to the Mountain Road has now been extended due to high winds over the tops. David Britton is a forecaster at Ronald's Way Met Office.
Well, at the moment we do have those severe gale force 9 quite extensively across the island at the moment, and may even be touching some storm force in just a few places as well. And then later towards this evening, I think it's going to be more around about 7 or 8 p.m. this evening, we'll be seeing more gale force 8s more extensively across the island. So a slight decrease there, and that is also why that extension of the Mountain Road closure has been extended to around that time of 7 or 8 p.m. and then will be reviewed around then. And then later on into the evening, or more around about 10 o'clock, we will see more of a strong wind, so again falling a little bit further, and also as that eye of the storm comes across us overnight, we will be seeing a bit more of a lull in those winds as well for a time before picking up a bit more strength in the wind again during the morning tomorrow, picking up again around about a 4, 6 or 7. So a strong wind during the morning tomorrow for much of the day.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
23 minutes before 6, new COVID-19 regulations brought in the face of the Omicron threat have sailed through Tynwald, but they underline the dilemma faced in trying to protect and at the same time afford some freedom in the run-up to Christmas. John Moss.
After a short debate, Tynwald members unanimously said yes to the latest government COVID regulations announced last week, but requiring the Tynwald Court's acceptance. The session was over quite quickly with a few short questions. The measures were described as continuing the policy of protecting the people from COVID whilst balancing the impact any restrictions have on society. That word balance is paramount, of course, providing protection where feasible, but, and in the run-up to Christmas, allowing leeway for social activities, letting festive life continue. Let's hear part of what Mr Cannon had to say to Tynwald.
The wearing of face coverings will be required in health and care settings as well as on public transport services. This is due to the potential risk posed by this emerging variant of coronavirus within these environments, and will play an important part in helping protect against transmission. People will not be required to wear face coverings in any other settings, including hospitality settings. However, as I have said, as part of the move to level 2 of the winter framework, face coverings will be expected to be worn in settings where it is difficult to distance and where you mix closely with others or the ventilation is poor.
But does that mean that it's masks on in some situations, but not in others, like when you're out looking for entertainment? Isn't that contradictory? The Chief Minister.
We also want to keep our economy going, keep our social infrastructure going, and that's why there is some variance in terms of where we've asked people to wear a mask and where not to wear a mask.
One way or the other.
Yes, but people have to go shopping. They don't have to go to a pub or a restaurant. But we are simply bringing in measures in areas where we think that there is a reasonable exposure for members of public who may otherwise be vulnerable. And for example, going shopping or having to get onto public transport vis-a-vis people's choice and personal choices about going to a hospitality venue such as a pub or a restaurant.
A new sexual assault referral centre on the Isle of Man has opened its doors, but its location will not be widely publicised. So said the Health and Social Care Minister today. Here's Tessa Hawley.
From when and where the sexual assault referral centre will operate.
The subject raised today by Douglas Central MHK Chris Thomas, who wanted to know what progress had been made in setting up a referral centre for victims of sexual assault. In response, Laurie Hooper confirmed the facility, the location of which he didn't specify, had started taking adult referrals last Wednesday, December the 1st. Children's referrals should be in place in the new year once a vital piece of examination equipment is delivered. However, despite Mr. Thomas's questioning, the minister wouldn't be pressed on where the temporary or permanent facility would be situated.
The interim location is centrally located in Douglas, close to good transport links and available parking. The location will be temporary whilst funding is secured to construct a new fit-for-purpose sexual assault referral centre.
Is it policy not to reveal the location of the temporary facility or the permanent facility? I understand if it is. But the second point is, the Finch Hill GP surgery, which is vacant at the moment, seems to have been identified for at least a year as being a future site. Has that site now been ruled out for the Sexual Assault Referral Centre, and if so, why?
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I think the Honourable Member has hit the nail on the head. It is certainly not my intention to announce the location of a discreet service like this live on Manx Radio. Obviously, the location will be a matter of public record. People will be able to find out where it is and access the service with appropriate support from the constabulary. And along those very similar lines, it is not my intention to talk about potential locations for the site either.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And because of the forecast, adverse weather conditions in the North Irish Sea, tonight's 7:45 to Heysham has been cancelled. The Ben McCree obviously won't be coming back if she can't go. The next scheduled departure, 8:45 tomorrow morning. If you're booked on tonight's boat, remember, if you want to call reservations, the number for the Steam Packet is 661-661.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
60 overseas medical staff are due to relocate to the Isle of Man in the next 6 months. Manx Care's confirmed it's working with GTEC, the Global Training and Education Centre, to recruit new doctors and new nurses. Here's Teresa Cope, Chief Exec.
They attract overseas doctors and nurses because actually in some of those countries there are more qualified doctors and nurses than roles, and also the UK and other areas provide a really good training opportunity and development opportunity for them. So GTEC is an established programme, and we've linked with GTEC. So via this route, we can recruit around 60 additional doctors and nurses into the organisation over the course of the next 6 months. And we're working in conjunction with this, with the GTEC team, who have a complete package and process around this. So it's a very carefully managed process with very high standards, good accreditation, but it does allow us to have a clear pipeline of around 60 doctors and nurses who are able to come and work for us in Manx Care. We know that when we put adverts out for doctors and nurses, it's a very competitive market, and we struggle to recruit and retain. In fact, the NHS has got 40,000 nurse vacancies, and so we know that's really competitive. So we do need to look at programmes like GTEC.
And with the programme that you've just talked about there, are those people being appointed as locums, or are they being appointed as full-time members of staff that will live here permanently?
These staff members would live on island, they would be part of our community, they would be permanent employees. And so part of that orientation and package through GTEC is ensuring they understand, our customs and values, the area. We help them settle into the island because ultimately we would want this to be their permanent home.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes to 6 on a wet and windy Tuesday evening on the Isle of Man, technology company Eminence Holdings has named Mark Robson as its new chief exec. Mark Robson has for over 20 years held senior roles at Micro Gaming, SHFL Entertainment and Bally Technologies. More recently, Mark Robson was head of e-gaming for the Isle of Man government and spent the past 4 years as CEO of King Gaming and co-founder of the B2B software company Champion Sports. At Eminence, he'll be in charge of growth strategy, including launching utility for Casino Coin, a digital token designed specifically for the regulated gambling industry. Ford's ambitious goal of becoming the world's number two electric vehicle producer behind Tesla within 2 years is kicking vehicle maker rivalries into higher gear. The optimistic predictions based on pre-orders for US Ford's F-150 Lightning pickup, which is said to be approaching 200,000. But Reuters reports that Ford, GM and Europe's Stellantis will still be jostling for third place on the grid by 2025, with Tesla first, Volkswagen second, based on data from Auto Forecast Solutions.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks climbed as investors reacted to new developments relating to the Omicron variant. US stocks jumped. Oil rose over $2 as concerns over the impact of the coronavirus variant on global fuel demand. Gold was flat as a firmer dollar in US Treasury yields weighed on its appeal. In corporate news, online greeting card retailer Moonpig was the top performer ahead of half-year results later this week. AstraZeneca fell after a downgrade to hold from buy at Jefferies. The numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 up 1.5% at 7,339. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost 2.9% at 15,813. Two American out to New York. The Dow Jones Industrial up 1.5% at 35,763. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up nearly 3% at 15,677. The S&P 500 up just over 2% at 4,687. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling, currently worth $1, 32.3 cents, and €1, 17.6 cents. In commodities, gold currently up just over 0.4% at $1,786 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 3% now, $75.98.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
The COVID-19 testing facility at the Grandstand must be relocated by February of next year. The admission from the Health Minister, Laurie Hooper, who says Manx Care is currently working with Department for Infrastructure to look for an alternative place. In Keys today, before the facility was shut due to Storm Barra, he was grilled by South Douglas MHK Claire Christian, who wanted to know why staff were having to work in difficult conditions.
Staff there deserve medals for working in the conditions that they're working in right now. I would ask the Minister today if he would visit and possibly experience taking a test himself, as I did last week during the storm, where a poor member of staff was freezing, the heating was not working, and barely keeping her footing as she tested me from the side of my car. Does the Minister believe that these are suitable working conditions for Manx Care staff, especially those performing an essential procedure which is used every day? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There are definitely challenges. I think with that location, it's inevitable in terms of the testing mechanism we have, the open tent essentially for drive-through testing. And it's a difficult balance, I think, between ensuring the testing is accessible for people and safe for people and the conditions of the staff. So in short, no, I'm quite keen to get them moved actually to a better premises. I think they do have heaters installed up there, which do occasionally break down. But my understanding is the DOI have been very good actually in supporting the staff up there and making sure those heaters are up and working. It's worth noting that this is not a new issue. I mean, this testing centre has been up and running throughout the pandemic, and it is quite a late point in the issue to be raising some of these concerns, I think, because the staff are quite frankly doing a resilient and amazing job up there. I couldn't really praise them enough, but there are some issues, no doubt, that I have asked the department to look into with Manx Care, and I really have asked them to try and expedite the relocation to a better and more appropriate testing facility for next year.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Thanks to my Rhiannon Evans.
Thanks to my good evening. Well, because of Storm Barra, tonight's hockey matches have been cancelled due to the weather, but don't worry, they will be rescheduled for a later date. The Manx Hockey Association will provide more details as soon as possible. Elsewhere, and Mark Cavendish says he's incredibly proud to have agreed a new one-year contract with De Koninck Quickstep. The team has confirmed the Manx Missar will be staying with them for the 2022 season. It comes following a 2021 campaign which saw him claim a second Tour de France green jersey while tying the record for the most stage wins at the event. In local netball, and there was a solid mid-table clash between Thompson Travel 1 and Simcots Gold in the Premier Division at the weekend. The game started strongly for Thompson, with the defensive duo of Anne-Marie Crompton and Molly Christian working well together, which meant mid-court players Mika Chen, Ella Crow and Fern Christian could bring the ball down court strongly to the shooters, and it ensured a first quarter lead of 13-5 to Thompson. The break came at a good time for Simcots, where they were able to reset and make changes, which saw Leanne Farragher move into the defensive circle. The half-time score ended up being 18-13 to Thompson. Unfortunately, an injury to Sam Dunn saw forced changes for Thompson, with Ella Clegg coming out at wing attack and Fern Christian moving into goal attack. This, however, didn't faze the girls in purple, who were able to put 13 more goals on the board compared to Simcots 6. The final quarter saw Simcots play the better netball, with Simcots' Helena Allen and Ella Page converting consistently, but unfortunately, it was too late in the game to have an impact on the final score, with Thompson coming out the eventual winners 40-30 and Thompson's goal defence Molly Christian being awarded player of the match.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
8 minutes before six, it's easy Ronald's way tonight. Everything cancelled inbound, everything cancelled outbound on the roads. Temporary lights in Greba near the Highlander, St Trinian's, for work on that surface. That's going on till after Christmas, by the way. It's a nice present. In Douglas, temporary lights at the junction of South Quay and Old Castletown Road for repairs to that damaged wall, also affecting traffic coming over the bridge from the railway station. Now, the Old Castletown Road's also got temporary lights on Lee Terrace just before you get to the bridge at South Quay, 24 hours a day. And also that Queen Street and the short stretch of North Quay still closed for the demolition, or is it, of the former nuisance building. Laxey, Menorca Hill, the bottom end there is closed for drainage work, diversion via Glen Road. In Colby, there are temporary lights on Station Road for resurfacing. Sulby's got temporary lights on the main road at Sulby Bridge for wall repairs. In Port Erin, still temporary lights on Upper Prom for drainage installation. And Pullrose Bridge closed to traffic until just before TT next year. Go to manxradio.com or also check the app as well. We'll be tweeting and posting on Facebook all the closures, the various promenades, and stay tuned to Manx Radio. If the mountain road reopens tonight, you'll be the first to know.
Massimo Tyres, budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at Quayside.
The Isle of Man's emergency and vital services have been out in force today, contending with Storm Barra. And for a team of Manx Utilities workers, the bad weather comes just as they finish dealing with the aftermath of its predecessor, Storm Arwen. Manx Utilities staff were dispatched to Cumbria to help restore electricity supplies there. MHK Rob Callister is the chair of the MUA.
Manx Utilities had to deal with a dozen low voltage faults that affected approximately 50 properties on the island within a short period of around 12 hours from that storm at the weekend. This was mainly due to trees falling on overhead lines, etc. This is in comparison to electricity supply in the northwest that had around about 13,000 customers that were seriously affected by the storm. And the call for help was received on last Saturday, and Manx Utilities was more than happy to step forward and to help to reconnect those supplies over the last week or so. Manx Utilities has a small unified team that are very well equipped and specialised to deal with all situations, especially on a small island such as ours. So in the northwest, we were pleased that our teams were able to restore supply and to utilise the skills and the expertise that we've built up on the island to help our neighbouring jurisdiction. And I'm extremely grateful for the work that they've undertaken and for Manx Utilities across our whole staff for everything they've done in the last week, not just to make sure people are connected on the island, but also to help where we can to make sure that properties are reconnected in the northwest. And that's quite crucial, especially when we're just facing another storm coming down the line just today and maybe possibly overnight tonight.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682-631.
That's it. Updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Tessa Hawley tonight. Lots more stories we didn't get to, but you'll find them at manxradio.com or also on the free app. The story about teachers giving diet instructions in the canteen as well as the classroom. Treasury being asked to consider extra support for families who get free school meals during term time. When school breaks up for Christmas, and offshore speculation in the Manx housing market should be banned, says the Manx Labour Party. Well, make the most of tonight. Don't go out if you don't have to, and stay tuned to Manx Radio. Update returns tomorrow night at 5:30.